Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, billions of dollars a year are spent on branding for health and wellness companies. But how do you effectively get to the consumers actually changing? Here to help is Vince Perry. He's a 30-year veteran of the health and wellness communication industry and is founder of the Perry Branding Group. He was previously the chief branding officer at Inventive Health. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry. It's
so
a pleasure.
What are some of the recent trends in healthcare branding?
Well, some of the recent trends in healthcare branding are fortunately understanding the customer a lot more. These are not products that people want to buy. They resent buying them. And people need to stop selling them like their hotels or beer. Basically, no one celebrates their identity with shouting about their laxative or anything. These are brands that people don't want to take and that don't want anyone to know that they're taking. So the recent trend is to help understand that this is a restoration of identity, not a celebration of identity. So let's be more discreet and more trusting and stop trying to sell and try to understand better.
This is actually a really interesting point, Vince, because for a lot of products, you want people to brag about that they're actually using your product. But unlike if you're selling a laxative, people are probably not going to do that.
No. In fact, one of the laxatives that I mentioned in my book, their commercial was, "I love my laxative." That's the kind of thing that gives health and wellness a bad name and pharmaceuticals a bad name. People don't want to take these products. They have to. There's a built-in resentment about them. And as a result, they have to be sold in ways that help people understand how it restores normalcy to their lives rather than celebrates aspirational hopes and desires in people's lives.
So what additional advice would you have for health and wellness brands?
Well, additional advice is ask the right questions. A lot of times the research that's done is done just like consumer brands are done. What do you like about us? When will you use us? What will you use us instead of? And try to play more games, so to speak. I recently did a focus group with a bunch of women who were going through menopause, and instead of asking them about menopause and hearing all the lame jokes about it or all of the complaints, I gave them all $100 in Monopoly money and asked them to bid on the values that they would want most going through menopause. And the values they bought most were peace of mind and lack of pain and other things that you wouldn't get from when you would ask them. So I think the biggest advice is ask the right questions. Don't ask direct questions. Sort of play behavioral psychological games with them to get a deeper emotional insights.
Vince, the last question I had for you is, how much weight does the physician still have on the buying decision of the patient, since so many patients come to the doctor's office and they've already done all this research?
Yeah, it depends on the nature of the brand. If it's a brand that's more of a lifestyle brand like Viagra or Propecia, which grows hair, the doctor will pretty much write the prescription for whatever the patient's looking for. That goes true for birth control pills as well. These are lifestyle brands. They're not solving a pathological problem. They're addressing a desire for someone to restore what illnesses might have taken away or what their condition might have taken away. But in categories like cancer and antibiotics and things like that, the doctor's still the most trusted authority in healthcare for that type of advice. And patients, 8 out of 10 times, will take what the doctor gives them.
Well, Vince, thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach Vince, go to www.perrybrandinggroup.com. Vince, thanks again.
Thanks so much, Barry.
And I want to thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. And I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva and Alibaba. And, of course, I want to thank our staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year in your business, give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@maltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your business unstuck? Isn't this the year you finally make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.